أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وحصل ما في الصدور إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير. صدق الله العظيم. الله تبارك وتعالى explained at the beginning the loyalty of the horses, the mujahideen, how they fight in the path of Allah Ta'ala and what great sacrifices they have done for us to have the pure deen of Islam with us. But on the other hand, we are so unthankful. And then Allah explains that man himself is witness to that, and that the main reason, one of the main reasons for this is that man loves his wealth too much, and so much is overtaken of accumulating wealth that he does not see haram, halal, he does not even consider himself, his family, all he's worried about is amassing wealth. And then to remedy that, Allah Ta'ala says, does not man think of that time when he will be taken out from his qabr? That is on the day of Qiyamah, when each and every person will be brought back to life again, and we will be answerable to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, what will be our condition at that time? And further, to remind us and to correct us, all of us, everyone, وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ or tahqeeq huwe jo kuch ke jiyo mein hai, and definitely that which is in the hearts will also come out, all the secrets of the heart. Yeah, a person can keep a secret his whole life also, from his very close person, from his wife he can also keep a secret, the wife can keep a secret from her husband, but on that day all the secrets will also come out. This is, as somebody has explained it beautifully, like the black box in the aeroplanes, that when they crash, then they try their utmost to find that black box. And in that, the final messages that were given, whatever was given, it is all kept in that black box. So may Allah make our heart a white box. And all the secrets of the heart, may they be very good things which are the secrets of the heart. As Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says, that every person must have some such action, even if they are just nafal, mustahab, but they are done solely for the pleasure of Allah, and this will help a person tremendously on the day of Qiyamah, which nobody knew about, but he did some good deeds only for Allah Ta'ala, so that all will come out. And may not ours be a black box that all filthy and dirty things are stored in there, and they will be thrown out and they will come out. And on that day this will be shown not only to the immediate family but the whole world, everyone from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam's time till the day of Qiyamah, they all will see what was in the heart. So this is also something that each one of us must be very concerned about. Yeah, we can think that we keep in our secrets are well kept, but that is the day that is going to come when every secret will come out. On one occasion, when in Dioban, there were a few ulama, very few, maybe 8-10, were making taraweeh. And in the taraweeh, the Mufti Azizur Rahman was a great Mufti of Dioban at that time, very many years ago. When he read this ayat of the Quran, Yawma Tubla Sarair, the day when all the secrets will be made known and they will come out. And he repeated this ayat many times. All the great ulama who were behind him, just a few, but some of them fell unconscious, and he kept on reading this ayat. Some of them went into a trance. Some of them had to go and make wuzu again, and he was still repeating this ayat. So that reality, and this is really the success of our namazas, our taraweeh. Not that we have big numbers, not only that we have beautiful readers, which is very good, but really the reality of it hits us and it comes into us. That is what is required of all our ibadat, all our namazas. So on that day, if we think of this ayat, when Allah Ta'ala says, we will take out everything which is in the heart, and then it will not only be taken out, but it will be made manifest and clear in front of everyone. And a person doesn't have to become so despondent. As long as we are living, still Allah has kept the doors of Tawbah open. for all our dirty and filthy things that we have done, if we make sincere tawbah, Allah Himself destroys all that evidence. And nothing of that will come out on the day of Qiyamah also. If we make sincere tawbah, amends and correct our matters, Allah does not command the farishtas also, the angels, that you destroy this evidence. Allah Himself personally destroys that evidence from four places where the evidence is kept. That is the ground where the guna was committed, the parts of the body that committed the gunas, the kiram and katibin who are on our shoulders and recording all our deeds, and our nama amal, our record of deeds, where everything is recorded. Allah Himself destroys everything, and then a person will be clear. So we should take great advantage of this great mercy and kindness of Allah, and continuously that we should be making tawbah and istighfar to Allah Ta'ala, and all the time also, but take out few minutes even, and sincerely turn to Allah and repent and ask for forgiveness, and we change our lives accordingly.